The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, we have made it to Friday. Welcome into Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game. He's Big Joe Dubin. I'm Chase McCabe, Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier on the ones and twos, Nick Keiser hanging around as well. How we doing?
What's happening, man? It is a Friday. It's a beautiful Friday. I don't care if it's cloudy, drizzling, 55 degrees. It's Friday, so it's beautiful.
Well, we need some rain. You know, we need a little moisture in the area. So.
What is this we stuff?
You know, we, Nashville, the area. No, I speak for the people.
You do speak for the people. Boss man.
Something like that. So last night, Predators unfortunately fall 6-3 to Winnipeg, and I was working that. And I did not watch one lick of football during that. And so I get into the postgame show, and I'm like, I'm going to check on the NFL game. And then I remembered it was Bears-Panthers, and I turned it on, and it turns out they were actually showing that in prisons across America because that was punishment to watch.
Sing, look at you.
To watch that game.
So. Who's your writer today? I like that. Coming out of the gates, firing at all
His name is Carl. He's a speech writer.
Hey, Carl.
Likes my hair.
Yeah. So. That's the Bears win 16-13. That's just – They got to get rid of Thursday night football. I know they won't. They don't care about us. I get all that. But, come on, that was painful. I watched about – in fact, it was so painful, I turned from that to watch Southern Miss take on Louisiana.
What a game that was.
That was a better game. Southern Miss beat the Raging Cajuns. It was a good game.
Frank Gore Jr., three touchdowns.
My goodness.
How about Louisville, Virginia? That was a game.
It was a game.
Louisville wins 31-24, but – but yeah, so I saw the tail end of it, and you have the Bears win 16-13. I'm like, oh. But the only thing that I guess stood out was Deontay Foreman, former Titan, doing his thing in Chicago now. And I don't know why it triggered me, but when I saw him score that touchdown, I'm like, man, I know Tannehill threw three interceptions that playoff game, but they should have run Foreman more. Henry wasn't right.
Right, I totally agree. Even though Henry scored a touchdown, yeah, I totally agree with you on that.
Wasn't that after a big run by Foreman?
I blacked most of that game out of my head, so I'm sorry. But
you blacked out too, so
and that as well. I just curious how a team like Carolina gets so bad. I mean, that's a bad football team, really. The Bears are equally as bad, but that's a. I don't know. And now the question is about, you know, should the Panthers have taken C.J. Stroud instead of Bryce Young? So they got all these questions, and it's crazy, man. But I don't see the Panthers. And their number one pick is going to the Bears. So they're going to be bad for a while, a long while.
John asks, which Dr. Crane are you referencing with Nick, Frazier or Niles? Well, his name's Nick Frazier, so Frazier. Yeah.
There you go.
That's where we got Dr. Crane. Thank you, John.
In the flesh here, John. Appreciate it.
It is. All right. So as we talked about earlier, today's Veterans Day. So our simple question today on our text line, give a shout out to your favorite veteran, 615-737-1025. We'll read as many as we can today. God bless each and every one of you, the men and women who every single day put something ahead of yourself in life to make this country great.
Yep. 100% agree with that. 615-737-1025. That's our phone and text line driven by Wilson County Hyundai Com. Look forward to reading those veteran shout-outs throughout the day. Titans head to Tampa. They will take on the Bucks. The injury report has me concerned in a little bit when it comes to the two-tone blue, but, you know, such is life when you get into early November. But, you know, who knows what the offensive line is going to look like. You know, it could be you, me, and Stillman before this is all done.
We're still better than Andre Dillard, so it doesn't matter what goes on right there. We're still better than him. Somebody posted a clip today about how he can't get off the line. I forget it was. I'm so sorry. I'll try to find and give you credit. How he can't get off the line of scrimmage and pass blocking. By the time he takes his, like, his second drop step, they're past him. It's pretty sad. It's pretty sad. I mean, you can't – there's got to be somebody better than him out in that world to play tackle. Got to be.
I love, too, when – you know, and it's not just him that people do this. Like, oh, he's a former first-round pick. I'm like, yeah, he's a former bad first-round pick.
Right. Just because you're a first-round pick doesn't guarantee you any success. Zero.
No. But, and I understand why they, you know, went, they were trying to go cheap, and they certainly got what they paid for.
They did. Yeah.
You know, but kind of is what it is. Daniel Brunskill hasn't practiced the last couple days.
Oh, no.
Treylon Burks hasn't practiced the last couple days. Sean Murphy Bunting. Petit Frere is probably out for the year. Azeez Alshire did – he was limited yesterday, so.
Who's the guy that came in running his mouth and has done nothing? Is it Arden Key?
Arden Key, yeah.
He's done nothing? Yeah.
He had a he had a couple of flashes at the beginning of the season, but, yeah, unfortunately he's been – disappointing.
Yeah, he absolutely has. Yeah. So they take on Tampa Bay Sunday. That front seven's got to play their tail off. They won't win. That's the key. You know, give Levis time. Stop Baker Mayfield. Stop that offense. Stop Mike Evans, and then try to get a big win and go forward. So all the focus should be on, you know, Levis. I hope he comes out and let him sling it, man. Let him sling the ball down the field and have some fun on Sunday.
They, you know, I know you don't like to use the must win. They need to win this game. For them to have any hope of anything, they need to go and win a road game against a team that's not very good either.
Totally agree with that. Yeah.
I mean, you got a team out of a division that's almost as bad as yours.
What's the line, you degenerate you?
Let me look that up. And while I do that, Sean Henry just texted me and said he wants to shout out his pops.
Huh?
For Veterans Day.
Fantastic. Yes.
So 615-737-1025. The line, according to the interwebs.
I thought you'd have this on lockdown, brother.
I did, but Tampa's a 1-point favorite.
Ah, so it's a pick 'em.
Essentially, yeah.
Yeah.
It'll probably close as a pick 'em.
But is it 1 point? It's a pick 'em.
No, a pick 'em is a pick 'em.
But, I mean, it's 1 point.
Right, but it's still, it's 1 point. We do this every time. They are two different. Man, I almost said something that would have made three people in this world laugh, but it would have been worth it. But a 1-point favorite is a 1-point favorite.
Right.
A pick 'em means there is no favorite.
Yeah, but how often do games end 20-19? Very rarely. So it's a pick 'em.
I mean, it's happened, and that would be a push. So it's not, again, it's not a pick 'em. A pick 'em is a pick 'em.
Okay. All right. I'm listening. I don't know this world like you do. You know,
well,
I don't know the world getting chased by mobsters across West Nashville because you lost your bet. I don't know this world. Calling me at 3 a.m. Hey, can I hide out in your garage? I don't know this world. Right? I don't want to know this world.
Vito's after me again. it's a good world.
It is a good world.
That is for sure. So the Titans, a 1-point dog on the road in Tampa Bay. We got another Germany game in Frankfurt, Patriots and Colts Sunday morning, and then that's it for the international games. Texans and Bengals, Saints Vikings, Packers Steelers. There's nothing. Giants Cowboy.
What's Sunday night? What's the Sunday night game?
Jets Raiders.
Look,
they didn't flex that.
Well, I get it during the schedule set in the regular, you know, in the offseason, Aaron Rodgers, Devontae Adams, that game in Vegas. Yeah, it's a big deal. What's a Monday night game?
Broncos Bills.
Good Lord.
You know what's funny? Like the NFL got so excited when they introduced flex scheduling. They're like, yeah, we're going to make sure you get the best game in primetime. And then they never do it. they never right. use it.
Well, I mean, you think about this from the production standpoint. I mean, if you flex a game and you're going to take, you know, I don't know, Seattle at San Francisco, and you want to flex to Buffalo at Miami, well, I mean, that's a haul. You got to go cross country and nonstop and get everything set up. So I get the back and forth, all that, and the good and the bad. But man, sometimes you hit a home run with the money. Like last, the Bengals and Bills was pretty cool last week. You get lucky with that stuff.
You know what I would have flexed to either Sunday or Monday? It's a very easy game for me. Joe Burrow and C.J. Stroud, Bengals, Texans. Two of the hottest quarterbacks in the league right now.
Okay.
I would have flexed that. Because Burrow has figured out who he is again, and C.J. Stroud just threw for 1,000 yards,
yeah.
basically.
Okay, where is that game?
Cincinnati.
That's not bad.
Now, the only reason they're not is because Cincinnati was just on Sunday Night Football. But I'm like, if you're going to offer the best game,
right.
if that is your whole premise, then to me, the best game of the weekend is Texans-Bengals.
I think you're only allowed – is this it used to be accurate, six primetime
yes,
games
that
a
is,
year, and that,
that
was
is
it.
Correct. That is correct.
So maybe there's more down the road with the Bengals.
And I feel like that they put that in because of the Cowboys and you know sure. these teams that are always on, you know, Eagles.
The Cowboys would be on every Monday night if they could.
Yeah.
And it's a smart decision by the NFL and by the networks to do all that because people are going to watch regardless.
You know, 49ers-Jags, that's an intriguing one. Browns-Ravens. I mean, there are better choices than Jets-Raiders.
Okay, yeah, I see.
You know, and it's just so, like, if you're going to have flex scheduling, then use it. That's my thing.
I like flexing in front of the mirror.
I know you do.
When I'm at the gym.
You and Will Levis, you like doing your flex pictures and posting them on Instagram.
I'm like a young Tom Platz. You know, if you don't know who Tom Platz is, look it up.
Let me look that up. Is that safe for work?
Oh, no, it's totally safe. He's the most underrated bodybuilder of all time, had the biggest thighs and legs of all time.
Coming up next, there's been a lot going on at Bridgestone Arena. We will talk to the man that makes all that happen, David Kells of the Nashville Predators, going to join us next here on Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Chase McKay, Big Joe Dubin with you on this Friday. Every Friday at 9:15, we talk to an executive from the Nashville Predators. Today, it's our man David Kells, who is with us. David is the guy that books everything at the arena. He's got this giant whiteboard in his office with a schedule. He's like the schedule makers. I don't know how you do it. David, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Absolutely. And it's been a long time since we've seen the hockey team, you know, play at Bridgestone Arena, but they're going to be back tomorrow after a five-game road trip. And I know it's going to be packed in November. But starting tomorrow, we're going to honor veterans and also Ryan O'Reilly for game number 1,000. Fans need to get there early and pack that place.
Yeah, and it's like you said, there's the transition coming out of the CMA Awards into the hockey games, and then November's off and running. What do we have, like 5-6 games in November into December? So it's a lot of home games, a lot of opportunity to come home and cheer on the Preds.
Yes, very, very cool. And you know, I love this time of year too, because you got Thanksgiving week where the schedule gets a little bit different. So you got some Monday games and Wednesday games, and also that game on the 22nd going to honor some guy named David Poile that meant a whole lot to this organization.
It's awesome. It's the 25th anniversary of the Nashville Predators. And with those 25 years, there's tons of history that we get to celebrate. And David Poile, obviously the architect and builder for so much of that. It's going to be a very special game for sure.
Talking to David Kells of Bridgestone Arena and Nashville Predators. David, I was down on the red carpet for the CMAs. You guys have got that down to an exact science. But my goodness, David, talk to us about all the moving pieces and parts that go in to make that a special night. Because I tell you what, it looks good on air. It's like what they say about a duck in a pond. You know, he looks all calm above water, but underneath, you know, he's paddling, his feet are going nonstop. Talk about all the things that go into making that special, making it go perfect.
Like you said, you know, we had our last home game on, October 29th. We come back here on November 11th. And in between that, a whole lot of people get to work to put on the CMA Awards, to make Nashville, you know, the national spotlight year in and year out. They take, I think it's 10 days to load everything in and rehearse. those special surprise moments come together. And, you know, there's folks working 24 hours a day. The CMA staff, you know, they've got the best in the business here to make a televised event. They know where everything has to happen at a certain point. It, you know, it has to be very, very scripted from load in to load out, or it can't happen. You know, you need the right trucks in the right place with the right humans and the correct wrench and the right video monitor here, there, and everywhere to make it all happen. And then if they take 2 days to get out, you know, we watched, you know, Jelly Roll and Lainey Wilson win a whole bunch of trophies on Wednesday, and then Thursday and Friday is when everything gets torn out, and then our overnight crew, led by Joel Taylor, they're the ones who flip the building and get ready for hockey again. So it's a lot of people doing the right job at the right time.
I know you've seen it done you know, over and over and over throughout the years, but are you still amazed how precise it all is and how quickly they get out of there?
Yeah, I mean, I'm always a little bit nervous. You know, I walk in this morning and I walk into the Arena Bowl and you see X number of chains still hanging from the steel and all these cases here, there, and everywhere. But, it always comes together. And then, you know, the ice is in great condition for the game the next day.
You know, Dave, a lot of talk on the red carpet was that you guys had a Latin show there a few weeks ago that sold out, that brought in so many people. That had to be a fun night.
Oh, it's awesome. And that's something that's grown over the last, really this year. Prior to, you know, the last couple years ago, we weren't getting Latin headliners. You know, they were playing the traditional markets of, you know, the Southwest and Miami and California. But we got with our promoter partners and raised our hands and said, hey, we think there's a market here. We got with the Tennessee Latin American Chamber of Commerce and said, hey, we think there's a market here for these performers. And, yeah, we had two sold-out shows in October. Marco Antonio Solis and Romeo Santos both sold over 11,000 tickets in Nashville.
Yeah, and that's fantastic, as we were talking about. What a great one of your staff was with me on the red carpet talking about what a great night it was and the energy and the excitement. And they said, you know, Bridgestone's always been fun, but that kind of took it to a next level with excitement and everything. Did you feel that when the arena was filled like that?
Yeah, and we want to be something for everybody. You know, we want somebody to come in here when they're 3 years old to Disney on Ice and have a wonderful time, and we want them to spend, you know, multiple nights a year here, and it's for everybody who lives in Middle Tennessee and people who want to travel in and have a good time for a couple of nights. So the fact that these Latin headliners have taken off, we've got more coming. We've got Bad Bunny went on sale last week. We've got Gloria Trevi coming in the spring, so there's just more for everybody.
David Kells, Chief Venues Officer, is with us from the Nashville Predators, and also one of my favorite events, and I'm excited to be a part of it next Wednesday. Now, the Bruno and Friends Bowling Tournament at Hermitage Strike and Spare is new head coach Andrew Brunette and his coaching staff going to be the featured people with it, but always a fun event to help the Preds Foundation.
Yeah, and that's something else that's grown over the years. We used to have a golf tournament and a banquet, and that's all we did. But, you know, Rebecca and her team with the foundation have grown things. So, yeah, the bowling tournament's another wonderful addition to our calendar, and it's fun for fans and organizations to come out, support the group, and, you know, bowl and hang out with the Preds.
Yeah, and it's, like I said, for a good cause, for sure. What are some other big events that you haven't touched on yet that are on the horizon, David?
We had record-setting months in September and October, but the calendar doesn't lighten up. Next week, in addition to three Preds games, we've got Need to Breathe, Rod Wave, Burt Kreischer, the Scott Hamilton skating event. Today, I'm sure I'm going to miss something, but we've got Billy Strings going on sale. Chris Stapleton's going on sale. I believe Hootie and the Blowfish is going on sale. And then we're announcing that next week, I think maybe these have been announced, maybe they haven't yet. I think we've announced Alanis Morissette's coming back.
Whoa.
We've announced AJR is going to headline the arena for the first time. What else do we have? We have the Fugees coming in late November. We've got WWE coming back, Globetrotters. It's just something for everybody.
Hey, David, I'll give you some advice to somebody you should look into. It's this guy named Nate Bargatze. He's kind of on the rise right now. I don't know if you've ever heard of him.
Hendersonville. That's all I hear about. The guy from Hendersonville.
Hey, David, David, I think I've asked you this before, but starstruck. I mean, come on. Was it Paul McCartney you told me is like, how am I here? Why am I here? Was that the one that
that was one of them, one of those moments. You know, you're walking around the halls of Bridgestone Arena, and, you know, you've got a job to do. But every now and again, there's these moments, and, you know, seeing Paul McCartney hanging out backstage was one of those things where it's like, wow, this is better than, you know, working at a fast food restaurant. You know, there's some perks for sure.
Yeah, I'm glad Chase isn't there, because when Chase meets a celebrity, he goes to a high pitched voice, and it's actually very cute, but it's actually very kind of sad. But so you'll see it one day.
I mean, I don't have much going on, so that's the highlight of right. life there. David,
we think of Chase and we think of cute. So
there you go. Thank you. David, always love these conversations with you. I know you're a busy man, but thanks so much. And I'm sure we will see you wandering around the halls of Bridgestone Arena.
All right. Hope to see you sooner than later.
Absolutely. David Kell is with us, the chief venues officer from the Nashville Predators, joining us. And I, like I said, I'm always fascinated. I'll run into David and be like, so what you working on? And he'll tell me like 20 things that they have,
I mean, yeah.
you know, coming to the building or may have coming to the building. I'm like, how in the world do you make this
he's
work?
He's so underrated what all he does. And, you know, and I know we've known him for years, but he's so integral part of that arena and getting so many concerts here. And, but yeah, can you imagine walk around and there's Paul McCartney and just like, oh my God. I mean, what just like.
Yeah. I saw Paul there. That was like.
Just playing off. Like, hey, man. So, hey, I walk around. Doing? And I saw Hootie and the Blowfish coming back. So next summer, it's a big tour with Collective Soul and Edwin McCain.
That'll be
tickets
good.
On sale at 10 o'clock this morning, Chaser.
Oh, wow. There
what
you
is
go.
Your credit card number? And if you don't mind, this time, I need the 3 digits on the back.
I'll just give it to you. There
okay,
you go.
Okay, good.
Thanks. It won't work, but I'll give it to you.
Well, it was a Kroger card, so I kind of know. I should have known what's going
it's
on there.
It's a prepaid card. There's $2 on this thing. What do we do?
Man!
Coming up next, we'll talk to our pal Chris Sanders, Forever Titans wide receiver, get his thoughts on now Will Levis being named the starter moving forward and their game against the Tampa Bay Bucks.
And don't forget our text line. It comes up 9:45. We'll give all the shout-outs. Your favorite veteran, 615-737-1025. Today is Veterans Day. We want to give the shout-out to your favorite veteran. Hit the text line. We'll do that at 9:45.
Yes, we will. Chase and Big Joe, 1025, 106.3 the game. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 the game. Chase McKay, Big Joe Dubin with you. Honoring our veterans today, you can keep texting 615-737-1025. Your favorite veteran, we'll read those coming up at 9:45. Tomorrow is actually Veterans Day, but observe today because it's a business day. Is that right?
I think so. Yep. Plus, you know, we have no rhyme or reason. We can do it anytime we want to honor veterans.
That is true. We should not need a day to honor our veterans and those that serve, for sure. Let's say hello to Chris Sanders, Forever Titans wide receiver, who joins us now. Chris, good morning. What's up?
Champ, I'm upset this morning.
Why are you upset?
I'm in a bad mood. First of all, I'm losing it. Silly dog under picks. That's number one. Number two, I came all the way down to Kentucky because, you know, my daughter's going to surprise me and get married and all this stuff. You know, and then we're going to have a reception later on and do something big. And the place was closed. So I'm in a bad mood right now.
What now?
What place are you headed to?
I'm in Kentucky. We went to go, because my daughter's going to get married with a pastor, whatever. And the place we were going to go do it at, just a little small little such and such, it was closed where we was going to do it at. So I drove all the way to Kentucky, and now we can't have reset the thing, and now I'm upset. So I'm about to cry.
Well, why don't you just come by the studio? Well, Chase will do it here. Come by here. He'll marry him for free.
I got it. I got you, Chris.
Hey, I'll just give you $5 in some
coins. Hey, that'll work. Buy me a Coke, and we'll be good to go. That's all.
I'm in a good mood, man. I'm just kidding. I'm in a good mood. Just had a chance to see my daughter. Didn't work out, but, hey, good job.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, Chris.
Right.
So,
I'm sorry to damper up the mood.
Have a good day. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Talk to you tomorrow. Love you.
So Mike Vrabel makes the decision and names Will Levis the starting quarterback for pretty much the foreseeable future, and therefore Ryan Tannehill, when he's healthy, will be the backup quarterback. I was kind of surprised. I mean, I know he didn't necessarily have a choice, and it was the right move. He did exactly what he should have done, but I was surprised that he did it when he did it. Were you?
Not really, because I think he didn't really tell everybody early, because I think he wanted to respect Tannehill because of what he, you know, Tannehill brought to this club. I want to take you guys down the memory lane. You know, 2019, you know, Tennessee Titans were 2-4, and it was a situation to where the franchise was in disarray. But then you have Tannehill like Superman. He comes in and saves the day. So you look at that whole situation, that what Ryan Tannehill did for this team, and I think, you know, with Mike Vrabel showing the respect that he has for Ryan Tannehill, he just kind of let it play out. But in the back of his mind, he knew he was going to let Will Levis start.
So if now that this news has happened, how do you think the locker room is reacting to it? As Ryan Tannehill's been a guy that has done a lot for them, he's been here for a while, and now you have this rookie coming in, and it's his team.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of business as usual because I was in a situation in 1999 where we had Neil O'Donnell and Steve McNair. We had two great quarterbacks. And that same year that happened, Steve McNair got hurt and Neil O'Donnell came in. You know, even though you switch quarterback as a receiver, I still got to do my job. I still got to run the routes. I still got to communicate with the quarterback. So even though you have different quarterbacks, you still have the same responsibility. I got to talk to them, you know, in the huddle. I got to talk to them in the meeting rooms. I got to look at film together. So even though the guards have switched, my expectation is still the same, and that's exactly what this team is doing.
Did Jeff Fisher ever step in that 99 season and say, look, guys, whoever's quarterback, you know, we're going to roll with them and everything? Was there any kind of division? Was there any kind of anything going on behind the scenes?
No, because everybody was on the same page. You know, whoever was in the huddle, you know, we knew that we had a job. And that, listen, that's what makes that 99 team so special, because there was a lot of guys that were unselfish. There was a lot of guys that made it about the team. So now when you have a situation to where Steve McNair gets hurt, and he was kind of struggling a little bit at the beginning of the season, Neil O'Donnell comes in, and then Neil O'Donnell gets hurt, and then, you know, Steve McNair comes in the game against the Pittsburgh games, comes in and makes the winning touchdowns and throws it to Aaron Kinney. Even though there were different quarterbacks, we still had a respect for each guy. Now, I'm a flip it to 1995 when me and Steve McNair came in and we had Chris Chandler.
Ooh.
That was a totally different situation because Steve McNair and Chris Chandler, they didn't like each other. It wasn't that Steve didn't like Chris Chandler. It was Chris Chandler was kind of upset that they brought Steve McNair in. So that was a different situation because Chris, and I say this in a respectful way now, Chris Chandler made it about him as opposed to the team. Now you have Ryan Tannehill and Will Levis. They're making it about the team as opposed to themselves. That's what makes it a unique situation.
All right, you've been coaching football now for a long time. Put yourself in the shoes of a Mike Vrabel, and you're going to Ryan Tannehill and say, hey, man, we've made this switch. How would Chris Sanders approach a conversation with Ryan Tannehill?
You know, I would just go to him, especially as a man, and I know that sounds kind of cliché-ish and macho, but I would sit down there and I would communicate him with the integrity. Say, you know what, we're going to go in a different direction. First of all, I want to thank you for what you've done, and, you know, I still want you to be prepared like you're the starter, because we got to understand something. Even though Will Levis is a starter, Ryan Tannehill is one play away from being in there. So I would sit him down and say, I still need you to prepare. I need you to mentor this guy, and I want you a part of what we're doing. So if I'm the coach and I'm saying that to him, I will look at his eyes and say, okay, if you can do this, then you're going to buy in and do what we need you to do.
Would you be – I mean, it's okay, right? People are like, well, I don't know why Ryan Tannehill is upset. It's okay to be upset if you're Ryan Tannehill, right?
Listen. He's a stinking cum. He's a competitor, man. I watched his body language, you know, when he was doing the interview. He was visibly upset. His body language is low. It was like, you know what, I'm going to say the right things. I'm going to make it about team because it is about team. But as a stinking competitor, I want to play. I mean, just like my fifth year in the league, okay, they brought Yancey Thigpen in and they brought Kevin Dyson in. You think I'm just going to sit there and like, oh, they're just going to bring in some guys and, you know, hey, just take my position. No, I want to play. I want to make touchdowns. I want to make catches. So the same thing with Ryan Tannehill. This dude is a stinking fighter. A guy that fights and a guy that wants to win is not just going to say, well, you know, I'm just so happy I got my job taken. You know, I'll just go wait until next year. No, man. We're competitors, and I hate when people say stuff like that in a community. Oh, you know, he shouldn't be mad, or he's showing emotions because you have a guy that cares. Get out of here with that when people say that stuff.
Chris Sanders is
got me riled up.
I know. I'm glad. I'm glad.
Man, I feel like Rocky fighting Apollo Creed. I'm going to kick him in the kneecap or something. Oh, you got me riled up, dang-gummit.
But, no, it's a good thing because – you know, you want Ryan to be ready to go if his number is called. But I'll ask this, and again, I agree with the decision. It's nothing against Ryan.
Absolutely.
It's nothing against Ryan, but I agree with the decision to go with Will Levis. But everybody goes to, well, what if he fails? What if he's not good behind that offensive line? How do you coach, you know, his confidence while also trying to develop his talent?
You know, first of all, this guy has a lot of confidence. So as a coach, I just help him make the right decisions. if you watched him in the first two games and you watch his body language, you watch when he walks in the stadium, you watch when he's, you know, looking at the front and making sure, you know, you tell an offensive line where the pressure's coming in, talking to the receivers and taking command. So when you have a guy like that, you just develop his skill set. So when he makes a mistake, you take him to the sideline and say, you know what, the safety blitz, you know, the pressure's coming from that way, and you coach him in that way. But you already got a guy that expects to make plays. I'm going to give you a perfect example. I was talking to Teron Davenport. He's always on the show, and, you know, he covers, the Tennessee Titans. He said this. He said when Will Levis walks into the stadium, there's a different kind of aura. There's a different kind of confidence. There's a different kind of attitude to where you're like, man, this guy doesn't feel like a rookie. So what you have to do is he may not feel like a rookie, but you got a development in him into a mature quarterback, and that's exactly what Mike Vrabel and Chris London has to do.
We're talking to the good man, Chris Sanders. All right, Chris, one of the most iconic plays, I think, since you guys moved here in 97 was in 98. You guys have played Sunday Night Football in Tampa.
Okay.
Steve had that amazing.
Yeah.
Where were you? Were you blocking downfield? Were you watching? What were you doing on that play?
I was, as a receiver, you know, we act like we don't block. You know, I'm out there and we just kind of chest bumping. And as true story. Me and the defensive backs having a conversation like, hey man, how you doing? I'm like, whatever. So when Steven there is, scrambling. And I think I can remember the distance. I think it was like a 65-yard touchdown. Where
amazing.
It was amazing. And me and the defensive back is like, man, he's kind of fast. I mean, you just marvel because this guy is that special. And when he made that touchdown, I said, man, this guy's the real deal, man.
He outran you.
No, easy. Pump your brakes now. He can run now, but I'm a little faster.
I remember talking to your boy Brad Hopkins on that play. He said they all started running down the field, and Brad, I think, ripped his groin muscle. I said, Brad, what'd you learn about that? He's like, never run downfield after that. So, but if you have, I'll tweet that run out because I think that really put for us,
yes.
Chris, put Steve on the map. Like, holy cow, what are we watching? And it was a hell of a run.
I think the best run I've ever seen, and that was a great run that you're talking about. I think the best was in the AFC Championship game when the game was on the line and he juked the defensive end guy and took it the distance. He didn't score, but he got to the 2-yard line, and that's what sealed the deal. Let me tell you something. I ain't trying to get emotional about that thing, but when Steve in there made that run to seal the deal, I knew that this cat was something special. Rest his soul. Yeah.
Yep. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's awesome.
It's a good dude, man. God, I didn't mean to get emotional, fellas, but
it's all
God,
right. No, dude, no. We love that.
Yeah.
I know you miss him. We all do.
I do.
Well,
man.
You know what? Don't apologize for that. That's real.
It's just that we don't value a relationship until it's gone. That's what we need to learn. I know this is about football and everything, and I'm not trying to get off the subject, but this is Veterans Day, okay? If you have somebody who's in armed forces that lost their life or whatever, go tell the person that's alive that you love her. Chase, I love you. Joe, I love you. So whoever you need to tell somebody you love them, man. We got a world where we're fighting amongst each other. Go tell somebody you love them. Go tell somebody you know you love them. Tell somebody in the armed forces that's fighting for your life. Tell them how much you love them, man. So I'm not trying to get on my soapbox, but, yeah, hey, just wanted to share that, fellas.
No, but it's true, and absolutely true. Yeah. And we love you and appreciate you, Chris.
Love y'all too, man. I appreciate y'all, man.
Hey, good luck against Innsworth tonight.
I appreciate it. I hope they show up like the pastor didn't show up at the wedding. So.
Hey, we appreciate it, Chris.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you, man.
Thank you.
I appreciate it, bye-bye.
Chris Sanders, Forever Titans
good man,
wide
right
receiver.
There.
Oh, he's a great man. Always enjoy having him on, and he'll be a part of the pregame show on Sunday as well. You can check that out with Chris Sanders, Derek Mason, and Jared Stillman, Twin Peaks in Madison, 9:30 to 11:30 on Sunday for the pregame as they'll break down Titans Week 10 matchup against the Bucks and give you the latest updates before the game. NFL pregame is presented by Parman Tractor and Equipment and the Beast Unleashed. Coming up next, we'll get to some of your shout-outs to veterans. Get them in, 615-737-1025.
Or call us.
Yeah, we'd love to talk to you, too. You know, we're all feeling it today.
We're interactive. We want to hear from you.
Absolutely. We'll do that next. Chase and Big Joe, 1025-1063, The Game.
talking about America.
Ooh. Oh, so good. The late, great Ray Charles.
America. Who, by the way, did Chris Sanders' son, right? Played the young Ray in the movie, Ray Charles?
Yeah, yeah, that's true. That is actually true. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game, feeling patriotic today. Thank you to all the veterans and those that serve and protect us every day, not just in the military and the armed forces, but first responders as well.
All of them.
We appreciate you, and that is something and the reason why you will hear the national anthem in about 14 minutes. Here on this radio station.
Yeah, we asked everybody to text in 615-737-1025. A shout out to your favorite veteran. 3206 says, I want to thank Joseph Neal, United States Army. Amen. Dave in Kentucky wants to thank, I'm a struggling Titans fan, Marine Corps veteran, enlisted in 1994. Thanks, Dave Sevilla. Dave, thank you for your service. We love you, man. Thank you so much. Evan. Shout out to all the men and women in the tip of the spear, taking the fight to the enemy. Death waits in the dark. Thank you, Evan, for that. Ron, let's see here. Oh, I got logged out. Good. Let's see, going on up these. 3045, Billy from Bellevue, my dad, Vietnam vet, awarded 3 Purple Hearts and 1 Silver Star.
Wow.
You talk about a badass. Yeah. God bless your dad, Billy.
Absolutely.
You want to take any of these?
Let's see, that just came in.
They're flying through, yeah.
That's Titans.
Hold on. Skylar Erickson, shout out Stephen Flemmy for Veterans Day. He was Whitey Bulger's right-hand man, using his military skills to become the rifleman for notorious crime boss Whitey Bulger. That's different.
Joey and Laverne, shout out to your owner, who is a veteran and a member of the American Legion. Yep. Bud Walters is a Air Force, I believe.
That's awesome.
Yep.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
Fantastic.
That's why this all means so much to Bud. You know, he's and it should. Shout out to my grandfather. Ira Lane was a veteran in World War II. Yeah, World War II. Had to think for a second, but yep. So
Dylan says, hey, guys, it's Dylan here. I graduated high school in 2017, got out of the Navy in 2020. You guys have read my text a few times in here and have taken my calls a few times. And I want to say that I really appreciate you guys because you make my days a lot better than what they usually are. I drive a lot for work and I'm turned in. Also, I got out a little bit early due to depression and suicidal thoughts because of service. Kind of sucks feeling this way when you're 24. I appreciate you and Joe every day talking about men's mental health and reaching out to people. God bless you, Dylan. You were here anytime, brother. You need anything, we are always here to talk to you.
Yep, no doubt. That is for sure. Josh from Lebanon. I love the intros of the old Simpson clips. Thank you. Shout out to the Greatest Generation. Grandfather was a World War II vet. Thankful for that generation.
Yeah, and my brother was an Air Force veteran. God bless him. I love him more than life itself. So keep him rolling in. 615-737-1025. Read him throughout the show today. You know, it's funny, talk about veterans and things. And so for those who don't know Rocky Blyer, right?
Yeah.
There's a lot of people who don't know Rocky. I mean, went to Vietnam, lost part of his foot, came back. Played fullback for a running back for the Steelers, had 1,000 yards, an integral part of the football team. And just think what an amazing human being Rocky Blyer is to go serve his country. I mean, I'm sure we're leaving a bunch of people out, but Rocky Blyer to do that is he's a true American legend, icon, hero. Even if he didn't play football, he still would be for his service in the military. But, I mean, that's amazing.
Yep. Just trying to sift through these. Clay in Clarksville. Want to thank my dad for 25 years in the Army, my grandpa for 6 years in Vietnam, and my great-grandpa for his service in the Marines during WW2. The best of the best.
Thank you,
Clay. Appreciate that for sure. Billy from Bellevue just said, I'm Billy from Bellevue. Who is that imposter?
Uh-oh, there's two of you out there. Watch out now. Skeeter in Spring Hill. Shout out to my granddad, Charles McBride. Navy World War II vet, just turned 97. Oh, that's awesome, Skeeter. Thank you for that. And tell your grandpa that we love him and thank him for his service. Do you think you'll make it to 97? Honestly.
I don't know. I have no idea.
You know, I wrote a story a few weeks ago that's in Main Street Media.
The way my back feels, no.
About why, you know, it's been a rough year. We talked about this a lot, and I'm going on a little tangent for a second, about mental health and things that happen and people we've lost this year. But you sit there and you wonder, why are you still here? You know, I mean, it's a question I asked quite a bit this year. Like, why am I still here? I mean, we've lost friends. We've lost loved ones. We've seen tragedies. I mean, I pose this question to a couple of friends of mine that are pastors, and so they ask themselves the same thing every day, you know. But we have a purpose that God's given us, and if we find that purpose and keep searching for that purpose, we'll be okay, you know. And it's difficult. I mean, because you think about things that happened, things you that went on, and it's, for example, not follow me here a second. You know, high school, I was in a bad car wreck, you know, and we missed an oak tree by probably a foot. We were going 50 miles an hour. Why didn't we hit the oak tree?
Right.
I don't know. Why did we not hit? There were four of us in a car, in a Falcon, a 1963 Falcon. Yeah. We would have been killed on impact. Why did we not hit that tree? We missed it by a foot, Chase, by a foot.
You right. got a purpose in this life, Joe. That's yeah. why.
But, you know, sometimes you question, like, why are we here? What am I doing? What is that purpose? And so they said this: you keep searching for that purpose and keep praying and keep your head down and trying to figure things out, you'll be okay.
You know, so I told you before the show, you know, I've been on a Joe Diffie kick, yeah. listening to Joe Diffie a lot.
Right.
One of my favorite songs of all time is Ships That Don't Come In.
Right.
And if you go listen to that and listen to the lyrics, that it's basically about two guys sitting at the bar, you know, complaining about their life.
Right.
And then the older guy goes, well, you know what? There's people that have it worse than us. And it's talking about veterans that, you know, die in war and dumb wars and the homeless and everything. And it's like, I've been listening to that a lot lately and just thinking, like, hey, you know what? If I have a bad day and I'm, you know, bitching and moaning about the things that I got going on,
yeah,
like, just take a step back for a second.
You have you know? To. Yeah. I mean, it's something where you think about, I mean, we all go through, you know, things in our life which hurt. You know, losing my mom devastated me. You lost your father, devastated. Yep. I mean, so it's this thing that we go through. We're great. So now at 55, it's weird, Chase. I'm grateful for every second now, where probably a year ago I didn't care. Or, you know, I was like, whatever. But gratefulness is something that I'm really thankful for, and I thank God every day for this, that I am – that I'm still here, you know, yeah. and that so I can use, you know, maybe it's an example for my son and daughter. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'll keep searching and looking for that. And somebody says, once you find your passion, you find your purpose. Once you find your purpose, you find your passion.
Oh, look, that's a big reason why you're sitting here right now, that you're back.
Yeah, right.
I mean, this was
extremely grateful,
you know,
to you and to Sean and to Bud and to Chip Walters. I mean, there's a lot of people who helped me get out of a very dark place to get where sure. I am now. So thank sure. you.
Well, and you know,
damn you, Chris Sanders.
I know.
You guys going on this.
But like, for me, you know, getting to kind of to really go full circle and work with you,
yeah.
you know, that I interned with you and Willie, and now I've done shows with both of you.
Right.
Like,
right.
Like, I had that moment of my name has been on a show with both of them, and I interned for them.
Isn't that crazy?
12 years ago.
You know, you hit something the other day, and somebody asked me later on that day about Nissan Stadium and memories with your father, yeah. right? And someone's like, you know, I got a memory with my dad fishing at Percy Priest Lake, and he's been gone now for like 25 years, but I still see myself fishing with him every single day. And I was like, man. And it's just things that you really take for granted, but the memories that you've built with, you know, you built with your father. I built a lot with my mom. I mean, we would used to go to gambling in Kentucky and play bingo on nice. Saturday night. So every time I go up there, I just like, oh man, we did this and did that. So I'm great. Gratefulness is a word that I use all the time now, and I'm really thankful. You know, and I'm grateful for the platform to talk about mental health and have, you know, men reach out to us and say, I need the help. And we put the phone number out there every day of 988 on your cell phone. If you're struggling, call that number. You know, I called the number 6 months ago. I just somebody to talk to, you know, and so don't be ashamed to call those numbers. Don't be afraid to call those numbers. They're there for a reason, to help you. And it helped me, and I hope it helps somebody else.
Yep, that is for sure. So keep the text coming in. Shout out to the veterans out there. Robert says, love the topic, and y'all probably don't realize the impact you have on people just by having this conversation. Love it. And that's why we do it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm tired of the rules. And, you know, what they tell you that you're supposed to do and supposed to talk yeah. about and everything. And I, you know, whether if you want to just listen to sports talk, like, okay, you get a lot of that. And right. we talk sports. But we're also going to talk life and, you know, the things that everybody goes through. And I think that that is I want to be impactful.
Sure. You
know, that's obviously what we're trying to do.
So we're, I mean,
we're going to have fun. We're going to get serious when we need to get serious. And
we'll
talk about Will Levis being the starting quarterback for the Titans for the 185th time.
Right. And it's a thing that we're human, man. I mean, we're no better than anybody else out there listening. And we all go through the same things. And it's been a lot, you know. I mean, you know, with you and the passing of your father a few years ago, and I, you know, with you through all that. And it's just, it changes, you know. And you remember that you kick the memories and alive, and you strive every day to be a better person. And that's what we do. And we appreciate every single one of you for listening every single day.
Yep, absolutely. Coming up next, you know, we're going to get into some college football.
Let's
talk
some
college football, because there's some damn good games coming up this weekend. Sorry, darn good games coming up this weekend. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.